Welcome to Hold Fast, the radio broadcast of Christ Fellowship Bible Church. Stay tuned for some announcements, some singing, and some preaching from God's Word. Good morning and welcome to Hold Fast, the radio broadcast of Christ Fellowship Bible Church. My name is Steve Willing and I pastor Christ Fellowship Bible Church here in Marion Station. And I want to thank you all once again for tuning in this morning. It is good to have all of our listeners back one more time. And I'm very thankful to the Lord for each one of you who come alongside, message me during the week, give me some encouragement on the program. Very thankful for you. And without you, it would be really no need to be speaking this morning. So I'm thankful for our listeners. I'm thankful for God giving me this opportunity. And I pray that the Lord would use this time for all of us to just honor him and to bring glory to his name. And that in some way, we would be the better for it. Again, my name is Steve Willing, and I pastor Christ Fellowship Bible Church here in Marion Station, and our Sundays begin with our worship service at 10 o'clock. We would love to have you come out and join us this morning. You'll be greeted warmly at the door. They will show you right where you need to go, and you can look forward to some wonderful singing, time of fellowship and praying together. And the preaching, I pray that I just do a good job today and that Lord would use me to give some insight into his word, and that through the power of the Holy Spirit that he would draw you maybe for the first time to himself, but draw you closer and closer to him. Tonight we'll be back at 6 o'clock for our evening worship service, and we look forward to that as well. If you're attend your own church in the mornings, but don't have early evening service, come out with us tonight. We start at 6 o'clock. It's more of a casual setting. We'll sing some songs and pray together, and I'll preach, and just welcome you to come and join us. Looking forward to it. Tuesday evening, we'll be back at 6:30 for our evening worship or our evening Bible study, and we've been going through the book of James and looking forward to that as well. If you've got questions, and sometimes we can get off track just a little bit, not always, but sometimes we can chase some other doctrinal issues that may arise, and we have no problem with that. But right now, we are wrapping up James, and we'd love to have you. That starts at 6:30. Now remember that all of our services are streamed online, and you can check them out on Facebook. And our Sunday morning service, even though it's in person at 10, it starts streaming around 10:45. Our evening service starts at 6 in person, and we start streaming around 6:30. And Tuesday evening, we stream right around 6:35. We start at 6:30. We just take a little time to pray, and then we go ahead and start the stream, and that's right around 6:35. We have Vacation Bible School coming up the end of this month. We're looking forward to that, so keep that in your prayers. And if you have children or grandchildren, bring them on out. We are looking forward to it. I'll have more details on that next week. Also, we've got our new website up and running. It's not 100%, but it's very useful. And you can check us out on that new website at cfbc413.org. That's cfbc413.org. So we've got a little bit of everything on there. We're still adding to it all the time, but there's plenty on there to look at. It gives the links to our podcast page, our YouTube channel, link to our Facebook page. We'll have our streaming there up and running shortly. So it's looking good, and I'm very thankful for those that put the time in it to put it together, and very, very thankful for it. So check us out on cfbc413.org. With all that being said, I have a song right now I'm going to play for you. And while I've got the song running, why don't you grab your Bibles, turn with me to Joshua chapter 2, and we're going to pick up where we left off last week. So I'll be back just in a few moments.
Christ the shore and steady anchor in the fury of the storm. When the winds of doubt blow through me and my sails have all been torn, in the suffering, in the sorrow, when my sinking hopes are few,
and that was Luke Willing singing for us a song called The Anchor, and he certainly is a sure and steady anchor, that there is none, friends, that we can put our hope and trust in other than Jesus Christ. He remains the same yesterday, today, and forever, and we can look to him for all that we need at this very hour and all that we'll need for the days ahead. We turn our attention back to Joshua chapter 2, looking at verse 14. We talked last week about that of that Rahab, who was the harlot, she had hidden the spies that had come from Israel, And she believed that there was a God among them and that she had put her hope and trust in that of the God of Israel. She would actually later on marry into the tribes, and she would be a grandmother to that of the Christ. So we see the workings of God even in the midst of a people that are sinful and corrupt, but we see that God is able to redeem. And that's what Rahab was looking for. She was looking for deliverance. She would pray that the two spies would deliver their lives from death, because she saw death on the horizon. She knew that Israel would come and overtake them. And in doing so, that she wanted to prepare herself and her family for the days to come. So we pick it back up in verse 14 of chapter 2 of Joshua. The Bible says, "So the men answered her, 'Our lives for yours, if none of you tell this business of ours. And it shall be, when the Lord has given us the land, that we will deal kindly and truly with you.' Then she let them down by a rope through the window, for her house was on the city wall and dwelt on the wall. And she said to them, 'Get to the mountains, lest the pursuers meet you. Hide there 3 days until the pursuers have returned. Afterward, you may go your way.' So the men said to her, 'We will be blameless of this oath of yours, which you have made us swear, unless, when we come into the land, you bind this line of scarlet cord in the window through which you have let us down. And unless you bring your father, your mother, your brothers, and all your father's household to your own home. So it shall be that whoever goes outside the doors of your house into the street, his blood shall be on his own head, and we will be guiltless. And whoever is with you in the house, his blood shall be on our head if a hand is laid on him. And if you tell this business of ours, then we will be free from your oath, which you have made us swear.' Then she said, 'According to your words, so be it.' She sent them away, and they departed, and she bound the scarlet cord in the window. They departed and went to the mountain and stayed there 3 days until the pursuers returned. The pursuers sought them all along the way, but did not find them. So the two men returned, descended from the mountain, and crossed over, and they came to Joshua the son of Nun, and told him all that had befallen them. And they said to Joshua, 'Truly the Lord has delivered all the land into our hands, for indeed all the inhabitants of the country are faint-hearted because of us.'" I want us to think this morning about that of oaths. I want us to think about that of being honest and true. Because that's what we see among that of, basically, when we talk about this, the covenant that Rahab and the two spies made together. The terms were outlined, for sure, that Rahab wanted her life spared, and she would look to spare the lives of the two spies, that she would hide them, and then she would let them down through the window that was there by the city wall, and that she would make no mention that they were there. And we had spoken about that either last week or the week before, or about that certainly that she had told lies, and not that God is looking to honor any lie itself, but noted that she was willing to bargain with them. And the only other real requisite of her particular part of the bargain was that any family she wanted to save must be in the house with her at the time of Israel overtaking the city, and that she must bind the scarlet cord into the window. And that cord was to be the sign to Israel that anyone that would be within that home was off limits. Now, that was her side of the deal, that she would do these particular things. And then the side for the spies is that they would uphold their end, that not a hand should be laid upon that of anyone within the house of Rahab the harlot. None. And if it was, it would be required upon their heads that they had given their oath to that of Rahab that you do X, Y, and Z, and we shall uphold our end of the bargain. Now, with that, we note that as we read here that they went ahead and they agreed and they made the agreement. And so shall it be, as they said in verse 19, that whoever goes outside the doors of your house into the street, his blood shall be in his own head, and we will be guiltless. And whoever is with you in the house, his blood shall be on our head if a hand is laid on him. So we know that there's the agreement. It's laid out. This was the covenant that they made. They made a deal. They made a promise to one another. And she agrees in verse 21. She says, according to your words, so be it. Saying she sent them away and they departed and she bound the scarlet cord in the window. Now, with all that being said of what we read here today, we see that certainly they have made an agreement with each other. They have agreed that they would take care of each other. They were bound by their word. I was speaking to several down at Gordon's Confectionery just at the beginning of the week. And we were talking about that of this actual topic, truth, and how valuable truth is, and how valuable when we speak of truth itself, I should say, that how rare a commodity the truth is. Because it seems like we don't know who to believe anymore. Our conversation, it moved forward to that it used to be that people could just say, I'll do this, you'll do that. They'll shake hands on it, and it would be confirmed. They would do what would be commonly called a gentleman's agreement, because you could trust another man's word, that both didn't want their integrity to be tarnished, so they would be willing to uphold their end of the bargain at whatever the cost. But note, it is our conversation, and I think you all could agree with me on this. I don't think there's any real issue to deny what we see in our world today, that there is a great lack of that of people keeping their word. Promises are made, and then the promises are not kept. That's why, folks, when you get in the mail at times, you have these, whether it's through your insurance company, your mortgage company, maybe you've bought a car and you get all the paperwork, and there are just pages and pages and pages of all the fine print, all these different aspects, the legalese of what is contractual. And see, it's no longer that we can just take someone's word, because people do not keep their word. The truth is not in them. Now, for us as believers, friends, we want to be people of the truth. We want to be honest with individuals that we deal with. We don't want our integrity tarnished. And not so much that we want to uphold ourselves and say, oh, look at my integrity, of which I have. But as born-again believers in Jesus Christ, that we want our word to be our bond, because it is reflective of us as claiming to be born again Christians, to be claiming to serve the Lord, and then we would go off and lie, not keep our word when we have made a promise, a covenant. And we see that this just runs the gauntlet across many aspects of life, doesn't it? So when we agree to with someone that we borrow X amount of dollars, and then just as a between family members, maybe, or friends, and there's no contract signed, but the people trust you, or they trust us, and then we look to pay back that of which we have owed, but then people don't. They'll say, can I borrow 20 until next week when I get paid? And you'd be like, sure. And you give them the 20 or whatever the case may be. But next week never comes. So there's an issue there with integrity. There's an issue there with upholding the truth. Because it's noted in that conversation that I had that it used to be that your word was your bond. So if you said that you would do whatever it may be, that you would do what it would take to make sure that it was completed. So whether that was in the issues of money or just helping out someone or whatever it was going to be, that you would stick to that you would let that be. But again, as we look, we see that that's not the case anymore. That people, their word is not their bond. That they may tell you something, and it they may say it with good intentions, but they don't follow through. Some people would say it with the understanding of deceit already implanted in it. And that again is why we have all this fine print and all these contracts now that we have to sign, whether it's with insurance or mortgage companies or whatever the case is going to be. Noted it, we just see it going across everything. Our day-to-day friendships. That of when we speak about marriage covenant. So I've had a few weddings here recently. It's part of the pastoral duties. And I have the couples that they commit to each other. They commit in sickness and in health, those kind of things. So whatever, richer for poor, sickness and in health, until death do us part. Right? That's the covenant. That's their word. That's their bond to one another, of which they are making. That no matter how hard it may get, that they would be willing to stick it out, regardless. But noted, we don't see that things. Certainly happen, and I'm not here pointing the fingers at anybody who's ever been divorced. But the note is that, friends, the commitment to keep your word when you say that you'll love one another, that you'll take care of one another, all these different aspects of the covenant which are made of, and how important that is to keep those, and that way you can fulfill the entirety of the covenant. But it doesn't happen. It doesn't happen. And then we have brokenness, right? We have brokenness. We see people end up in court, in jail. We have friendships, families that are just completely scattered and torn apart due to that of the word, their word not being kept, right? And that's what we're faced with today. That's what we're faced with. And we see this is Rahab and the two spies, that they worked this deal out, and they put the different requisites within the contract itself. Rahab would do X, Y, and Z, and then the spies themselves would uphold their end as well. And it was basically in blood. If you don't uphold your end, Rahab, hey, your blood is on your own head. If we don't hold up our end, then let our blood be on our head. That's just how it's going to be. And ultimately, the deal was upheld. We see that Rahab did her part, the spies did their part, and everyone lived to see another day, right? But I want us to think, you know, because that story just seems to be so long ago. We're living in a different time, Pastor, you know. But friends, we're talking about you. We're not talking about, again, the businesses and other people. We have to start with us and us upholding our end of the bargain, right? what we've committed ourselves to, and are we going to uphold it? Are we going to uphold our end? That's what it gets down to. Don't let it be said of you as a born again believer that you didn't uphold your side of the bargain. Be truthful. Let truth have its way in your life. And let's say, folks, that for whatever unforeseen reason that some things come about of which you would be unable to uphold that end, go and search the person out of which you've made a deal with. Sit down and explain to them exactly what's happened. Here's what's going on. I want to do whatever I can do to work it out. But here is why the deadline or whatever the case is, I'm not able at this time. And sit down with them and explain to them what's going on. Here's my reasons. And can we work something out? Just don't run away and leave it like you don't care that you had given your word and then just walked away from it. Just don't. That's not integrity whatsoever. That's not the way the believer, him or herself, handles that of their lives. We want to be people of the truth. And we understand that when we talk about the truth, that is, it is the truth that sets people free. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life, and no one comes to the Father but by me. God's word is truth. God's word points us to the Son. The Bible says that he who the Son sets free is free indeed. The Son sets people free. Because, see, the Lord is always faithful to his promise. And we want to emulate that of God. We want to be like him. We want to be Christ-like in our dealings with people. And one of those ways is being truthful, keeping our word. God himself will always keep his word. Always. He never changes. Jesus Christ, the Bible says, the same yesterday, today, and forever. The things of which Jesus has promised, the Bible tells us that heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will by no means pass away. God's word is eternal. It will stand the test of time. No matter what may go on in this life, God's word will ultimately stand and he will fulfill all that he has promised to do. We are frail. We are weak. But friend, let us do all that we can do to uphold that of the word, the truth of God. Those things of which you and I have committed ourselves to do and to be, let us uphold that. And even if it costs us, even if it may knock us down a notch or two, let us always be faithful. Because God is faithful, and we want to present God to the world in that light of his faithfulness. And that is a place for us as the Christian. You and I also present ourselves as faithful. Faithful to each other as Christians, and faithful to those who are on the outside. When we give our word, let us keep our word. Because God himself certainly will. That's all the time I have for this morning. I thank you for tuning in today. My name is Steve Willie, pastor of Christ Fellowship Bible Church. If you would like to contact us with any questions, comments, prayer requests, please feel free to call 443-235-3618. You can go to our website, which is www.cfbc413.org. And you can go on there and you can find our YouTube channel, our podcast page. You can find it all right there. But once again, thank you for tuning in this morning. May the Lord bless you and keep you, and may his face shine upon you and give you peace. God bless.